Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Zarko Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of Recyclico. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Thanks, Jim.
Zarko, what's the latest at Recyclico?
Well, you know, a lot's been going on, but I think this podcast will be a little shorter this week. But I want to let all the listeners know of the positive progress in the industry and our technology development. First, kind of starting off with the demonstration plant. You know, we are utilizing the demonstration plant with the production of high-purity lithium being produced right now, which we'll also be sending out to different collaborators for their analysis. In addition, we have a lot more battery waste feedstock, such as black mass, that we've been receiving that we'll be feeding through the demonstration plant to produce our other high-value products, those being, you know, the cathode precursor and other lithium products. In terms of more of our direct marketing approach, our team has been pretty active in getting out there more with these direct marketing efforts, you know, having these discussions and just giving a new perspective on battery recycling. And, you know, we've really been experiencing a lot more thoughtful conversations doing it this way. You know, because sometimes it can be really difficult to convey the whole message in short form or text. But I personally notice the light switch kind of turn on after having these discussions, you know, of our business model and our technology and really how we've all thought this through since we started it and invented, and then the technology was invented in 2016, right? So we really had a good look at the industry and how something like this will succeed in the long run. And we've talked to all sorts of groups, such as technical, finance, and strategy backgrounds. You know, I think it's, and you notice that, right? Because I think it's one thing to see the quick marketing pitch and another to really sit down and analyze the granular details of different markets, technologies, the logistics, and like the pricing of these materials. But, you know, this helps us definitely paint a more practical picture. And, you know, I believe, you know, as this marketing hype starts to settle in battery recycling, we're going to see a lot more of the quirks in other business models and technologies when compared to the reality of what the market is actually doing. You know, I see companies building out large plants, meanwhile battery waste feedstock, supply and products are changing a lot faster, and some of these technologies can be developed, and, you know, some may be left behind. Or some, you know, may not have enough feedstock to run some of these very large plants. And those are also some very important things to consider. And, you know, we've been really watching this, developing, working with a lot of, you know, leading groups in, the technical due diligence of our process. And just kind of really working as that diamond in the rough. But yeah, I think that's, you know, that's definitely an important thing to consider and just really, really look past the kind of nuances of how recycling is being defined and think about and calculate value of materials and, you know, the premium from precursor that you can get versus the metal salts that you produce, like nickel sulfate or cobalt sulfate, right? There's big differences there. And then also kind of, you know, take note of lithium recoveries, right? I think, you know, we're the leaders in lithium recovery from battery recycling, and I don't see much of that being mentioned in a lot of different technologies. I know it's called a lithium-ion battery, but we don't see much of the lithium being recovered from some of these processes. And then that's going to be very important because, you know, on the in the industry, especially in the EU, and I think these mandates are going to be spreading, you know, worldwide. But you're seeing the EU mandates and their targets becoming a lot more ambitious, right? They just announced some new targets for recycled lithium, nickel, and cobalt contained in lithium-ion batteries that will be sold in the EU, which is going to be a huge market and already is. And it's first going to start with 6% lithium and nickel and 16% cobalt in 2031 that needs to be recycled. Or, sorry, maybe I should word that in a different way. Out of the 6% lithium and nickel and 16% cobalt, will need to be the recycled content of new lithium-ion batteries. And then that number is going to go up by in 2036, where the recycled content of new lithium-ion batteries is going to need to be 12% lithium, 15% nickel, and 26% cobalt. And this is, you know, when companies start planning for this, that's also, you know, making them take more notice of what are they doing within their own supply chain, how are they going to end up getting this recycled material, how much is this recycled material going to cost them, and that's where we believe, you know, being able to take their own waste, recycle it in-house, and then, you know, take the precursor materials and the lithium materials we make and blend that to the you know, the mandated percentages to make new lithium ion battery cells. So I think those are some very important considerations. And yeah, I really have to look at all of these details to formulate kind of that long-term strategy and what's going to be successful. But, yeah, that's really all I had for this week, Jim. But, like always, like every week, you know, things are looking up, and I'm really confident in the direction we're headed.
Can you tell us where you're traded and where people can get more information about RecycleCo?
Yeah, we're traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under ID4. And you can find all the information on our website under www.recycleco.com.
Zarco, thank you so much for the update.
Thanks, Jim.
I've been speaking with Zarco Masalgia, Chief Executive Officer of RecycleCo. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on February 3rd.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.